Dr. Scheff studied Rosemary, considering something. "You know, I always sedate myself before a galaxy warp. No one will fault you if you care to join me."
"Thanks," Rosemary said, "but I think I'd like to see how it's done."
"Atta girl," said Kizzy, clapping Rosemary on the back. "Don't you worry, it's a kick in the head, but a fun kick in the head."
An hour later in the control room of the ship, Rosemary was buckling the safety harness on her chair.
"Okay," Ash said, settling into the captain's seat. "Let's do this thing. Computer, patch me into the techs."
"You're on," the computer rang back.
"Roll call," Ash said.
"Flight controls, go," said Sizzix, her scaled palms maneuvering the ship into position.
"Fuel check, go," said Corbin.
"The interspatial bore is a go," said Kizzy over the vox, "but I can't find my crackers, and you know I don't like to do this thing without snacking."
"Think of it next time, Kiz," said Ash. "Jinx?"
The mechanic's voice chimed in.
"Bowie's a go."
"Computer, ship status," said Ash.
"All ship systems performing normally. No technical or structural malfunctions."
"Ohans, are you ready?"
Ash asked the scient pair, who had settled comfortably in their chairs near the flight deck.
"We are eager to begin."
"Fantastic," said Ash.
She glanced back to Rosemary. "You strapped in?" Rosemary nodded. She had checked the buckle 3 times.
"Right then. Kizzy? Start it up,"